Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Loud and Local with Kevin Deers rolls on 99.9 KISW.
We are back, and we are with a band known as City of Industry. I'm stoked to have these guys on the show. City of Industry, Conspire, Conspire, Conspire is out now. How you guys doing?
Doing great. Well, man.
Well, thanks for having us.
Absolutely, man. My pleasure. So I guess this is the first time I've actually had you guys on the show. So anyone listening might not actually even know City of Industry. So let's get acquainted. What's your name and what do you do for City of Industry?
My name is Osa, and I'm vocals and guitar.
I'm Jack. I play bass.
I'm Pablo, and I play the drums.
Right on, guys. So first off, I got to ask, are you guys from the City of Industry, California?
No, I grew up in Whittier, California, which is right next door.
So. Yeah, right on. Yeah. Is that kind of – were you just brainstorming for band names? Was there anything about industry that stood out to you?
I kind of saved that name for a while. Like I wanted to do a band back home like, you know, 10 years ago and it never happened. So I've kind of just sat on it for a while.
Sure. So how long have you been living here up in Seattle?
Almost 9 years.
Right on.
Yeah.
So you guys, you're not, you know – kind of rookies in the music scene here. You guys have done other bands and whatnot. How'd you guys meet and what other projects were you working on when you guys met up?
I met Osa because we worked together at
awesome.
PCC.
And okay.
I was, and currently and still am, in a band called Odyssean.
Yeah.
And we got to talking about music and we're into a lot of the same things. And I actually had an idea for a band that I wanted to start with him. And that just went nowhere. So he kind of took the reins and...
He's like, no, we're going to try my thing now.
Yes. We both had ideas and we just ran with his. Originally, it was really just supposed to be... He basically had an idea for like a 5-minute EP. We were just going to record that.
Oh, yeah.
And just, you know, just for fun.
Straight blasting through, right?
Yeah. And I don't know. People seemed to like it, so we just kept going.
Right on, dude. So, and then how did Pablo come in the fold?
Well, for the first two records, the two EPs that we have out were recorded, me and Osa recorded up here, and then a drummer from Cali
okay.
recorded down there, so it was kind of parsed out that way.
Sure.
And then as we were looking to find someone to start playing live up here, mm-hmm. Pablo came to mind. Me and him have been friends for a really long time, and yeah, just got him in the mix, and he learned all the old songs, and then we wrote Conspire, Conspire, Conspire with him, actually got to record it all together in the same place.
Had you played in other bands before?
Really, this is like my first real project. Before
okay.
this, I was in a cover band, and we were doing some local shows at bars on the east side
yeah.
mostly.
What covers? What cover band?
Anything from like Sublime to the Beatles to James Brown
yeah.
to Red Hot Chili Peppers. I mean, really, we had...
Whatever makes the drunkards happy.
Pretty much. We wanted to hit every age range possible.
Cool.
And one of the shows we played was a 3-hour set, so we really
Jeez.
Had to put together a lot.
What was your
songs.
Band name?
Quote the Mute.
I bet there's been quite a few people listening that have probably seen you guys before. So
hopefully.
Quote the Mute. All right. So yeah, you guys are all together. Is this the first album that you can actually perform live? Like, because were you guys performing live with a different drummer, or did you guys have to fly up someone from California when you wanted to play shows?
When we first started, the drummer for Odyssean, Terry,
okay.
Filled in for a couple shows for
yeah.
us, and then Pablo came in to do it full time after that. But we were still performing the old material with Pablo before we recorded Conspire. So
yeah, basically they brought me on just to be the live drummer,
okay.
and then just the long distance relationship of you know the guy in Cali wasn't really working out as well.
Yeah,
and Osa just asked me if I wanted to. Do you know, be the drummer for City of Industry. And I was like, heck yeah. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And our old drummer, Terry Paulson, he's actually the one who recorded Conspire, Conspire, Conspire. He's a very talented engineer.
Yes,
and,
yes.
Hell
shouts,
yeah.
Shouts out, Terry. Sure.
Yeah, that was my next question, because something I noticed is the style of music you play, very chaotic hardcore. It can sometimes become very I prefer it, but to some it may I like really chaotic hardcore. I like it when it sounds kind of dirty, but to some it might sound a little bit like audio diarrhea to some. But your guys, it sounds crisp enough that it would kind of cut through, you know, and it doesn't sound too jarbled, you know. It's a sure. Great – what I'm trying to say is it sounds good, okay? Damn it. It sounds great.
Thank
Terry
you.
Did a good job. Let's shout out his studio. Where'd you guys do recording at? And is it available for other local bands?
Yeah, we recorded at Uber Beats in Mukilteo,
yeah.
And they basically just have a super nice studio and live room that you can rent. So he came in as our engineer,
hell yeah.
But we used their facilities.
That's where Queensryche recorded their last album.
Sweet.
That's why they built the studio the way they did, too. Yeah. It was like to their specifications and stuff. And then we sent all the tracks off to Jack Shirley.
Okay.
And he mixed and mastered it. He did all Death Heaven's records.
Oh, yeah.
Gouge Away.
Mm-hmm.
Super Unison. Punch.
Cool. A bunch.
Sounds like a bunch of Deathwish Inc. bands.
Yes, exactly. And he made us record it live, because that's all those records that come out of his studio were all recorded live.
Wow.
So that was really fun, too. Yeah.
Very cool.
I haven't recorded that
way. I just felt like playing a show in a room.
Yeah,
a little bit more pressure.
Cost us money every time we messed up, but you know.
So the album is available actually on CD, right?
CD
and LP,
yes.
On vinyl. So this is an album that's released by yourselves on your own label called American Aesthetic, correct?
Yes.
And you know, that's not cheap, man. What made you guys decide that you wanted to spring for vinyl and go all out?
I think it was just we were really happy with this one, and playing all the shows, we kind of just. Me and Jack are big on vinyl. I know Pablo's a fan. I think we just really wanted it.
Yeah, it was more so we could hold our music.
Yeah,
basically. The tangible evidence.
Yeah.
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 And it was a little pricey, but we shopped around a bit and found a surprisingly good deal on it.
Sweet.
But yeah, we're super happy. And it was done, a lot of it was recorded like really analog.
Okay.
So the vinyl recording really does it justice.
Awesome.
As far as, you know, its overall sound, so.
Cool, right on. Well, we're going to hear a couple songs from it. This is the album Conspire, Conspire, Conspire. You're listening to City of Industry, a Seattle hardcore punk band. Let's check it out. The Best of You and Animal Farm, two songs from the record. It's Loud and Local on The Rock.
Still better to us, those that are close to us.
Band is City of Industry, a couple songs by them off their record, Conspire, Conspire, Conspire. You just heard Animal Farm and The Best of You. City of Industry is in studio now hanging out. If people like that record, people like those songs, people want to get a hold of the record, how can they purchase it or stream it, or where can they find the album?
You could order physicals on our Bandcamp, cityofindustry.bandcamp.com, and we're on all streaming platforms, Spotify, Pandora, Apple Play, or...
Yeah,
Google Play.
You name it.
Yeah, one of those.
There's too many to keep track of now.
But tell Alexa, play City of Industry.
That'll work.
She'll find it.
You know, when I sometimes I'm kind of not too sure if I should say Alexa over the radio, because I'm sure someone's actually
triggering
their thing, and so they're like, no.
Alexa, shut up. Alexa, order 500 cases of beer.
There you
right
go.
Right now.
Thank you, Papa. So, yeah, man, I got to ask you guys some questions, lay the foundation of how you got into this crazy life of hardcore and punk and loud music. So let's go back a couple years, back to the formative years of your youth. What was the first album that you ever purchased on your own, the first CD, tape, vinyl, whatever it was, the physical form of music you purchased on your own that wasn't given to you by a cooler older brother or your grandparents or something? Yeah, let's start with you, man.
My first was Metallica, Master of Puppets.
Nice.
Yep. Pretty pretty solid first one.
I'd say so, man. Was that a CD or tape?
What's up?
CD or tape?
It was a CD.
CD?
Yeah.
Do you remember where you got it from?
I think Fred Meyer.
Fred Meyer.
If it suits me, that's where I bought CDs forever when I was a kid. So.
Hell yeah. They had a good CD selection back in the day.
Back in the day, it was huge.
Sure. Absolutely.
Not much going on now.
Well, not many CDs, period, anywhere.
That's true.
So.
Yes.
But either way, how about you, man?
Regrettably, my first CD I purchased for myself was with a Best Buy gift card.
Okay.
At Best Buy.
Yes.
And it was the very first self-titled NSYNC CD. I was 6 years old.
Bye, bye, bye. Bye, bye.
Yes.
It's a great choice.
Hey, how things change.
If we fed you enough beer, could we convince you to do NSYNC karaoke?
Yes, sir.
Awesome. Yes. All right, dude.
Gold. You won't need that much.
Yeah. And Pablo, how about you, man? What was yours?
Well, as a transplant from Mexico, the first time I bought a CD was at Tower Records.
Yeah.
I was 8 years old. I had just moved from Chihuahua, Mexico to Ohio. And so I just looked at like what was big, right?
Yeah.
Like the hits. And
totally.
I chose Destiny's Child.
Yes.
And I was actually between... NSYNC or Destiny's Child.
Hey. I don't feel as bad.
Amazing if you guys have the same one.
Right. That's amazing. Hey, dude, when NSYNC, Destiny's Child, and Metallica come together, we get City of Industry.
We get hardcore. That's
right. Exactly. So, guys, all right. So then moving on a little bit past that, what was the first thing that made you want to pick up an instrument or, get into – aggressive music or just any kind of rock music? What was the first thing that kind of like triggered it for you? Was it someone in your life or was it a band? What was the kind of launching point?
For me, it was I had a neighbor named Jonathan.
Shout out Jonathan.
Yeah, shout out Jonathan. And he was a guitar player. He was a couple years older than me, and I'd always hear him playing out of – I could hear it in our cul-de-sac coming out of his window. Distinctly, I remember him playing Higher by Creed all the time.
So, savage song.
Yeah, man. It's got some riffs.
Can't wait to cover it.
But yeah, so that was mainly it. And then shortly after that, my dad took me to see Van Halen.
Cool.
Which was like my first real concert. And yeah,
thanks, Dad.
The rest is history. Yeah.
Right on, man. And how about you, Osa?
On my mother's side, I had an uncle who messed around with guitar. He was and still is very close to me. My father's side, I had an uncle who played drums, so that was kind of always around. And I remember always at my grandma's house watching Total Request Live back in the mid-90s.
Yeah, man, that's probably where you find out about NSYNC, right?
Yeah, basically, yeah. But I remember...
Shout out Carson Daly.
Yep. That's the man right there.
I specifically remember seeing like Korn's Freak on a Leash video.
Oh, yeah.
And I got the life, and yeah. I was like, whoa.
I'm a freak on a leash, too. Yeah.
Way better than NSYNC.
Yeah, so I know little things like that definitely stuck with me.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah, man. And how about you, Pablo?
I grew up in a household that always had drums.
Cool.
My dad was in a band when he was young called called Las Garrapatas Peludas, which was the Hairy Ticks.
That's awesome. He used to do a Hairy Ticks cover.
You know, super young, he used to sneak out of his house because his parents didn't want him to play music. So he'd like sneak the drum set out of his window and go play shows.
Oh, he's a rebel.
And then, you know, it got passed down to my eldest brother, Ruben. Shouts out, Ruben. And then the next one down, Eric, also plays drums.
That's cool, man.
I'm constantly trying to compete with them.
Family of drummers, dude.
Yeah, and then I have my other brother, Ivan, is the only one. He plays guitar.
Okay.
So he just decided not to go with the drums. But I always had a drum set.
Too many of you guys, man.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. It was like, and then if we wanted to jam, because we had a little jam room, a little shack in the back. And we had the drum set, and we had some amps. But we had three drummers.
Yeah.
And one guitar. So it's like someone has to play something other than drums.
He's like, fine, it'll be me.
So he took that up. But I always had the access.
Yeah.
And the inspiration. So when I was about 10 years old is when I really started like going out and sitting on the set and started to try to learn new
That's
songs.
That's early, man. Yeah. That's badass. Well, you had a good inspiration, man. A good kind of community of your family doing that.
So. And they were all prog fans. So, like, it was, like, power metal and prog is what they were listening to.
Dream Theater.
And then I'd sneak off and put on my Destiny's Child CD.
I'm a single ladies.
And then that just evolved. You know, it's a perfect recipe for hardcore.
Hell yeah.
You
definitely.
Know? It just birthed into hardcore.
Absolutely. The most brutal of hardcore.
Yes. Yeah.
Guys, so a lightning round here real quick. What's your a few of your favorite Northwest bands of all time, being that you are a Northwest band now? So
like of all time,
doesn't matter. Yeah, big. Of all time, man. It doesn't have to be current or any band that's, you know, even still alive.
Well, always a huge Alice in Chains fan. They're probably my favorite large rock band from the city. There's a lot to choose from. Melvins are huge. And then currently, they've been around a while, but Great Falls is probably like my current favorite.
They're awesome.
They're so good.
Very heavy.
So much fun to watch. So.
And how about you, Matt?
Shouts out Great Falls.
Yeah. Great Falls, definitely. Endorphins Lost.
So good.
Impulse Noise.
Yep.
Eris Rules, too.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that. So good.
Yeah.
Cool. And how about you, Pablo?
Soundgarden.
Hell yeah, man.
That's
absolutely.
Be my go-to. If I had to choose one.
R.I.P.
It'd
Chris
be between
Cornell.
Soundgarden and Alice in Chains, but yeah. I'm going Soundgarden.
R.I.P. Lane, R.I.P. Chris.
Yeah.
So we're going to go into a couple more songs. We've got City of Industry. We'll be back with more from them in just a few, but we got Oppressive Like Thunder, Hold Me Like a Grudge. This is Conspire Record. So here it is. It's Loud and Local on the Rock, City of Industry. Thank you.
synthetic, systemic, systematic, condemned with contempt, the truth. The sex of man, oppressive, like thunder. Please oppress me, like thunder. Oppressive, like thunder. Feet of gold, solid wings. We'll let me talk in this world. Those are the days when he was brave. With hearts of flame, soaking a brave of the sun. Under the influence of Antichrist, famous son. Ritual sacrifice to the spirit of the age. Locked in my cage, a stripping cage. All I know is what I see. All I see is what I have. All I have is what you give. And all you give is a determined, a son.
Loud and Local with Kevin Deers on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Just about 15 minutes left of the first hour of Loud and Local. We got City of Industry in studio now. We've been playing songs from their Conspire, Conspire, Conspire record. Where can people find that again if they're digging what they hear?
Bandcamp, City of Industry. You could search that and you could get vinyl, CDs, tapes. And you could stream it on every place you could listen to music on streaming platforms.
All thousand of them.
Right? Yeah, all of them.
I'm really not hip to it, but that's out there somewhere.
I just listen to Spotify, but I know there's like 15 others at this point.
Yeah. Fair enough.
I don't think we're on Tidal.
You don't get that Jay-Z money?
No, we don't get that Jay-Z money.
Not yet. Not yet, at least.
I mean, there's only five bands on there, right?
Right.
I don't even know what that is.
It's Jay-Z's streaming service.
Yeah. Unnecessary.
So you guys, the decade is almost over. The year is almost over, yes, but the decade is also almost over. Crazy. What do you guys have planned or looking forward to doing starting off the next decade and the next year, 2020? What do you guys have coming in the next couple months or so?
We're kind of taking a break from shows for now,
okay.
just for the rest of the year. We hope to record a split the first month or two.
Can you tease us with who you're going to be playing with? Can you confirm?
We're still kind of We're still trying to figure it out.
Okay.
Still trying to figure it out. We have a couple we've...
Send applications to City of Industry at...
And we are, we kind of, or I already have a, basically a whole other full length written that we're going to probably hit the studio spring, summer.
Very
and
cool.
We'll, probably, that will probably be out end of the year, hopefully. So we're really trying to just maybe do a
churn
couple
out
tours.
Content.
Yeah, yeah, looking at maybe a whole West Coast tour.
Sick.
Do a run Canada. Down there. Yeah, we want to do Canada. I really want to get over to Boise and play a show, too.
Yeah, Boise's rowdy.
It's the first time anyone's ever said that.
It's
a scene.
Yeah. I'm just joking.
That's probably true, though.
Shout outs to Ingrown Hardcore.
Oh, yeah. That band's sick,
those
dude.
Those guys rule.
Yeah.
Right on. Boise, Idaho is still sort of northwest-ish.
Is it?
Northwest-ish,
I guess.
Right?
They can hang.
Northwest of the United States, I guess, right?
Yeah. So. Yeah.
Either way. So, yeah, guys, thank you very much for coming up to the show. Again, it's City of Industry. You can check them out, cityofindustry.bandcamp.com. Pick up their Conspire EP, or not full-length, sorry, full-length record available now. Buy a T-shirts, tell them I sent you. And, yeah, anyone you want to thank or shout out before we play the last couple jams?
Yeah, we got a few. Drew Smith at the Kraken.
Yes. Hell yeah.
Has been super supportive of us.
Ever since the beginning.
Yeah. Basically booked our first show for us. And has
he's
been
awesome.
Really hooking it up for a long time. What else did we have? Well, Ryan Shute.
Of course. Yeah. Shouts out the beard.
He's been very supportive of us and has taught us a lot about what's coming for us in the industry and stuff like that. You know, things to look out for and... So we really appreciate his guidance.
Teach you about those snakes in the grass.
That's true. He's got a lot of knowledge.
I definitely want to shout out Brandon from Endorphins Lost and Ugly. He's got us a couple of our bigger shows with them and very appreciative of that. And shout out Joe Rizzi. Shout out our boy Pete from Black Queen.
Yeah.
They just came out with a new CD, Destructive Cycle, I believe it's called. Very cool.
Yeah.
Who else?
Shouts out all our friends and family that listen and support. Shouts out Emma.
Thanks, my wife, Alex.
Yeah, my wife.
My two daughters.
You, gotta, you know how you got to say it. You got to do Borat voice.
My wife.
There you go. City of Industry is the band. We're going to go into the last couple songs. Any more? Any more?
Happy birthday, Amber Beach.
Oh, follow us.
Give one of those.
Follow us on Instagram, Facebook.
Yep.
Like our stuff. Check us out. Thank you for having us.
Poke them on Facebook.
Yes, poke us. If that's still a thing.
Old man that I've never met.
Shout out to the creepy old man.
Shout out that guy, the Poke Jack.
Yeah.
Yep.
Poke Jack.
And thank you, Kevin.
Thank you. You're welcome.
This is awesome.
Last couple songs here by City of Industry. Again, their LP is called Conspire. Some killer raging Northwest hardcore punk. As the Moon Follows and Spite Me. It's Loud and Local on The Rock. We'll be right back.
Engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.